Morning and happy Sunday. Welcome to the Esteemed Scene show here on South End City Radio. How are we? Oh, thank God for the rain. Anyway, this week we are talking about being worthy. Worthy is not a reward. It's not what you earn after pain. Not something granted when the scales tip in your favour. Worthiness is not a prize. It's a birthright. Wouldn't want to be anybody else. Hey. You made me insecure. Told me I wasn't good enough. But who are you to judge? When you're a diamond in the rough, I'm sure you got some things you'd like to change about yourself. Lovely song, Selena Gomez and Who Says. So on the Esteemed Scene, we're pausing to talk about something we rarely talk about directly, not as direct as this, but it kind of quietly shapes so much of what we talk about and how we walk through the world. And it's called, it's worthiness. It's your self-worth. It's your worth. Now, it's not the kind that you prove, it's not the kind that you earn, the kind that's just kind of there. It's there when the lights go off, it's there when no one's watching, when all the masks have slipped. So let's begin with this then. What worthiness is and what it isn't. So worthiness, it's not about being useful. Now this is something I've had to get my head round. Always being useful to others made me feel like maybe I was worthy. It's not measured by your productivity. Another downfall of mine. The busier I am, maybe the more I'm worth it. It doesn't depend on how you look, how healthy you are, or who approves of you. It's not tied to your job title, your relationship status, your bank account, or your ability to show up for others. And it's not something you can just hustle for either, or buy, or barter for in acts of service. Worthiness is what remains when all these layers fall away, when you stop performing, when you're just you. It's like in your barest, softest form. You're messy, you're magic, but you're still here. And yet, why don't we feel worthy? For so many of us, me included, the feeling of being enough, oh, that word, is always just out of reach. And this is something that I have suffered with for forever. And whether it's for neurological reasons or whatever, this has been something that I've struggled with. And hence why I've built knowledge and a business around it to stop others from feeling exactly the same way that I have done. Feeling enough is like a carrot that we're just told to chase, to work harder, be better, fix yourself first. We're raised in systems. We're soaked in capitalism, comparison, conditioning, and sometimes even trauma. And that kind of whispers, you're only as good as what you do. You're only as good as what you give, as what you achieve. We're told to value lies in how much we can offer others, not in how gently we offer ourselves in a moment of grace. So we keep performing, we keep achieving, we keep overgiving, we're overachieving, trying to earn something that was always ours, should be always ours, and needs to change. But worth, real worth, it lives elsewhere. It lives in the quiet choices. It lives in the things that just no one sees, in the art you make just for yourself, in the late night laughter that bubbles up when you're alone and at ease. It lives in the nap you give yourself permission to take. I'm so bad at that too. It lives in how you speak to yourself. Yes, we're back there again. That quiet, steady inner voice, our inner cheerleader. The voice that says you're not behind, you're not broken, you're not too much or not enough. You are worthy. And not because of what you offer the world, but just because you are. And this is something that needs to be paid attention to. It's not what you can offer the world, but because you are. So let's talk about the word deserving. How loaded is that question? It's as if we need to qualify, okay, to meet some invisible criteria before joy can find us, before we're allowed to rest, to be loved, to feel soft. The truth is, you don't have to earn that softness. You don't have to prove you're worthy of care. You don't have to tick some cosmic checklist of experience of joy. You're not a project that needs fixing to be lovable. You're already there. You're already whole. Even if you forget, and even if you struggle, even if you're just beginning to believe it might be true. So today, let this land. You are worthy. Not when, not if, not someday, now, always, already. This is the Esteemed Seen Show, and you, just as you are, belong here.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor.
Yeah, I'm Jess Carmel.
It's Francesca.
And Miles.
Myrian. Marnie
Florence. Siobhan.
Joanna. Christina.
Josh. It's Kylie.
Miranda. It's Jawed.
Grace. It's James. It's Ashley.
See the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we are made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. 'Cause lover girls don't cry after the face is made, but there's a hope that's waiting for you.
Years, and then there was me.
And a lot of people aren't afraid to give their opinions, whether they're hurtful or not.
People would laugh and stare.
People watching you eat and making little comments.
As I grew up thinking that I had to look a certain way.
I never thought I was as pretty as the other girls.
I'd be proud of it. I shouldn't be trying to hide it.
She's starving, you know, cover girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit of hunger? I can go a little while longer. She fades away.
What I love about people is when they're just being themselves and not worrying about what they look like.
Eyelashes and my hair extensions, that's it was one we don't have.
It's been something that I've struggled with my entire life, not feeling like I fit in.
See? She don't understand, she's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer. The light that shines within.
There's a
hold on and just wait until you can get out of that bubble, because the things that seem like weaknesses, that seem like weird things that make you strange, when you become an adult, you get out into the world, you're gonna find out that all those differences, they're like your greatest strengths.
A lot of it was in my own head, I realize now.
There's always someone that's unique now, which was the cool part, and that's what made me comfortable to be like, every single person is different.
My personality outshines everything else at the end of the day.
What only matters is what I think of myself, and that everyone has different kinds of beauty.
Smile. Smile.
Something magic in the way you move. You're original, you know it's true. Don't let anybody take your tune. You ain't got a single thing to prove. You're original, so just be you. Just be you.
You're one of a kind, a kind of once in a lifetime, not just another face in the crowd. You light up a room with a light that's inside you. Don't be afraid to let it out.
So hold your head up, don't let anybody get you down.
No one can do it just like you. Something magic in the way you move. You're original, you know it's true. Don't let anybody
single thing to prove. Your original, so just be you. Just be you. Just be you. Just be you.
You gotta believe you're here for a reason. This world needs somebody like you. 'Cause anybody can be a copy, and there will always be people talking. So face your fears and chase your dreams and dance like no one's watching.
No one can do it just like you. Something magic in the way you move. You're original, you know it's true. Don't let anybody take your tune. You ain't got a single thing to prove. You're original, so just be you. Just be you. Just be you. Just be you.
You're one of a kind, a kind of once in a lifetime. Not just another face in the crowd.
Can do it just like you. Something magic in the way you move. You're original, you know it's true. Don't let anybody take your tune. You ain't got a single thing to prove. You're original, so just be you. Just be you.
Was cute. So that's Just Be You by Anthem Lights, and before that we had Scars to Your Beautiful, Alyssa Cara. So we're talking about being worthy, we're talking about feeling worthy. So I think it is time for the Confidence Challenge.
The one, the only Coffee Dance Challenge. Ta-da.
Well, I hope you've got your coffee and I hope you're sipping it and enjoying every second of it. So this Confidence Challenge goes out to the teenage version of you. So in case you don't know what a Confidence Challenge is, every week I give you a challenge. It's where you make yourself a coffee, a tea, a beverage, or anything you like. You sit down and you be with you. You have a moment to yourself, and every week we're doing something that improves how you feel about you. It improves your confidence and self-esteem. So this week, let's talk to your teenager. Let's talk to your 11, 12, 13, maybe 14-year-old. For me, I'm looking at 13, 14. So I think a lot changes when you're 13 and 14. You need a lot of validation. You need to find who you are. And it's a hard time. It's a hard time. All the hormones and everything going on. So the teenager, the one who thought that worth was measured in, I don't know, friends, crushes, muscles, thigh gaps, attention spans, detentions, or how long maybe they could just hold it together in front of other people and look cool. So this week's Confidence Challenge is to write a letter to the version of yourself. Tell them the truth. Go back to that person, that version of you at 13 and 14. Think about how it felt. Think about what you went through. Think about everything that happened. And tell them the truth. Tell them what worth actually means. Tell them what they had to look forward to that they didn't know at the time. Remind them that surviving those years was nothing short of heroic. For every teenager, it's the same. So bonus points if you can forgive your past fashion choices. Even that phase where you genuinely thought the fringe and those jeans were okay. So let's try it. I mean, for example, hey you. Yep, I mean you, the one who thought everyone had it figured out except you. So, for me, I'd put, you weren't too weird or too much or too quiet or too loud. You were becoming, and becoming is messy. For some teenagers, it's about trying to fit in. So maybe you could say, I know you were just trying to fit in. You shapeshifted, shrank, shouted, silenced yourself. Sometimes you did that all in the same day. Maybe it was about being cool. Maybe it was about fitting in. Maybe it was about establishing yourself. Maybe it goes deeper than that. Maybe you experienced things that maybe you shouldn't have. But maybe then what you experienced made you the person that you are today. I don't know what you went through at 13, 14, 11 or 12, whenever you choose to write to this version of you. But take that all into consideration. Tell them what happened. Tell them what they were looking forward to. Tell them why it was worth it. And tell them what you've learnt. Tell them what it meant. Does this make any sense? Go back to that teenager in you. And as you write that letter, envisage everything about them. Him, her, you. And just take a moment to take them in. Take your teenage self in. And maybe, just maybe, fall in love with them all over again. And whilst you're at it, maybe do a little forgiveness as well. Because we were trying, guys. We were trying at that age. It's not easy. My son's 10 and, you know, when he goes through that moment of having to find himself, I will be there. Unfortunately, I found it difficult from a very young age to find my worth. And I think that's to do with my neurology, as I've mentioned. And it makes everything so much harder. So if you got through your teenagers without a wobble, then I salute you. I salute you. So get your pens, get your phone book, notes, things. I don't do technology. Have a little think. And whilst you do that, I'm going to be a bit self-indulgent today. And I'm going to play three bangers from 1998. Yes, I'm old. When I was 13 going on 14. I hope it brings back some good memories for you too. Here we go.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. Wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. You're a little late, I'm already torn. So I guess the fortune teller's right. Should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. But you crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care, I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch. I'm torn, I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor.
has run dry. That's what's going on.
God, I'm back to being 14 again. Oh, those songs are brilliant, aren't they? I remember Run DMC and Jason Nevins being in my school hall at a birthday party, a joint birthday party as it was, if I remember. And we were doing some dance moves and we all did it in a line. And Mum, if you're listening, you'll probably remember that too. Great days. So, every week I try and add some sort of science to back my nagging, because it must feel like I nag. I'm trying to help. So here's the science behind the worthiness, okay? So settle down and have a listen. Oh, I love coffee on a Sunday morning. I love it every morning. Okay, so your brain is a chemistry set, okay? It's firing off those transmitters, we're going here again, dopamine and oxytocin when you feel loved and appreciated. But the amazing thing is, your brain can give you those warm fuzzies all by itself. So, someone else isn't always needed. And it's like being your own best mate. Then there's that little trickster part called the amygdala. This is part of the brain, a piece of the brain. It's your built-in fear alarm that sometimes thinks that actually you're a fraud. Therefore, you're looking at your imposter syndrome. And for those of us who are neurospicy, that's always a comorbidity of what we go through on a day-to-day basis. But spoiler alert, you're not a fraud. The alarm is just stuck on loud, but you can turn it down with practice. Now, this is something that we are going to go through, hopefully next week. But this is something that isn't quick to change. So if this is something that we work on in the Esteem Scene show, this might be two episodes because it's huge. Okay. And I'm prepared to do it with you. So, back to the brain, thanks to neuroplasticity. Now, neuroplasticity, I don't know if you've ever heard of it. This is where your brain actually changes and it molds, okay? And it renews itself. And it can be on a cellular or a tissue level. Your brain is like putty. So you can actually train it to believe you're worthy. It's hard. Trust me. And this is why I have my clients, and this is why we go so deep into how to change it, because it can be trained. So every time you practice kindness to yourself, you are literally, literally rewiring your brain. But this is not something that comes naturally. It's a skill that needs to be practiced. Okay, autopilot. Worthiness isn't magic. It's science. And it's literally within your power. And as I mentioned, you know, it's not easy. When I come to you with these different parts on an Esteem Scene show, I'm not coming to you because actually they're easy. Because if they were easy, everybody would have done it, sorted, no problem. There'd be no need for me. There'd be no need for this show. And there'd be no need for anyone to feel just not good enough and really unworthy. But the fact is, things can change. Things can be worked on. Commitment. Consistency. Because you want to. And actually, in my case, because I need to. I can't carry on the way I've been. It's very difficult. Doctors make the worst patients. And even be it that I'm not a doctor, I really struggle to receive the positiveness that my clients receive. Because I wrote the damn thing. So it affects everything if you let it. So I'm asking you not to let it. Okay? Don't make ridiculous choices because you haven't done the work to build your self-worth. It's no one else's problem, it's yours. Don't give more than you have. And don't put other people first to a fault. The change is not easy, but we have to try and keep on trying. So remember what I say. There is science behind this. There is science behind the neurotransmitters that make you feel fuzzy and great. Okay? Don't let the amygdala rule the world. Don't let your cortisol and your adrenaline rule your brain. Okay? You've got this. You really, really do. Let's have some songs.
What's wrong with being confident?
know, I hope those gave you some real energy this morning and some inspiration and some good stuff. Okay, so as we come to a close, because the hour's nearly up, it's been fun. But just take one more breath, okay? Not to fix anything, but just come home to yourself. And remember, you don't need to hustle for your worth. You don't need to earn rest, earn love, earn peace or belonging, because you already carry it quietly, fiercely and beautifully within you. Even the days that you forget it, and even in the mess and the waiting and the becoming, you are enough. It's not for what you do, but for who you are, and especially what you do when no one's watching. This has been the Esteemed Scene Show, where your inner voice matters and your softness is sacred and your worth is not up for debate. Okay, you got me? So thank you for joining me, and I hope you've enjoyed your time with me. And if you enjoy South End City Radio, why not check out some of our other shows? So on a Monday, we have Frankie Peroni doing the local artist show. On Tuesday, we have the joy of John Roy with the South End City Radio sports show about all the local sports. Give it a listen. It's good, and there's really banging tunes in there as well. On Friday, we have the glitter show with Lady O. She's sending you out in style at 7 o'clock on a Friday. And then you've got myself on a Sunday. And there's many, many more. There's Mornings with Molly on the breakfast show. So just to have a listen. And even the songs on South End City Radio are the best ones. So until next time, stay gentle with yourself. You're doing better than you know. And I think you've learnt now, you can trust me. So remember, love yourself a little lot. Have a great week. And don't forget, you don't need to water the plants today. See you soon. Bye-bye.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't just conform.
Conscious.